From about April till November of 1998, Eric Grant says he spent his time as an employee for the Assembly Republican Caucus making anything and everything you could think of when it comes to campaign materials. Yard signs, logos, fundraiser invitations, packer schedules, even balloons. All on state time from a state computer.
Virtually 100% of the time was spent doing campaign-related activities.
Grant says he would get so busy with campaign requests that he developed his own work form, in part so that he could focus on high-priority target districts where Republicans needed the most help. Assistant Attorney General Roy Cordy asked Grant to identify some of the written requests he received. Here's one of their exchanges.
What does that say?
Jensen wants me to get these three pieces out prior to our 928 poll.
Jensen faces jail time for directing state employees to campaign on public time. Neither his lawyer nor the attorney for GOP aide Sherry Schultz had a chance to cross-examine Grant yesterday. They continue to hammer home the message that it's tough to separate legislative and political work. When Assembly Chief Clerk Patrick Fuller took the stand, he said the rules are clear that campaign work is not permitted on state time. Schultz lawyer Stephen Morgan then asked Fuller about political work. After a lengthy back and forth, he responded.
Everything we do in the Assembly is political.
And that's permitted, correct?
I guess it is.
And therefore, the manual on political activity is confusing at best, is it not?
Well, I'm confused, yeah.
Jensen's trial continues later this morning with Eric Grant back on the witness stand. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.